So the program was originally conceived as a fully competitive regional UTC program. When ICE-T passed in 1991, the focus of the program was expanded to include education and technology transfer. And over time, the UTC program now has kind of an equal emphasis on research, education and workforce development, and technology transfer and commercialization. So that's one of the things that kind of makes it unique, in that some research programs, the output of that research is the ultimate goal of the research project. With the UTCs, technology transfer is pretty much baked into the program from the beginning. The research outputs that we produce from the UTC program have to be translated into practice, and we focus on that from the very beginning of our research endeavors. The other thing that we do is focus on education and workforce development. And that's one of the great benefits of university-based research, is that we're able to bring that education focus through the students that we work with. And we also have a number of other programs in place that help with education and workforce development as well.
So generally speaking, how do UTCs come together? How are they put together? Is there some sort of fantasy draft? I mean, how do these guys go about doing their thing?
Well, it's kind of like matchmaking, to be perfectly honest. You know, in the beginning, UTCs could be either single institutions or consortia. We are now required to be a consortium to compete for a UTC grant. When we have a competition in place, or when we have an authorization bill that's about to be passed, typically universities will start reaching out to their colleagues across the country to talk about partnering on UTCs. I know at TTI, we started well before the IIJA passed. In fact, we typically start well before an authorization bill passes to reach out to our colleagues and start forming teams to compete across the various tiers. Also, we'll reach out to look for opportunities to partner too, because some universities, for whatever reason, aren't in a position or don't want to lead a consortium. They'll start reaching out looking to join other people's proposals. And we do a lot of that at TTI, and we've been very, very successful in doing that over the years.